In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
This afternoon topic is bless your eyes.
今天下午的题目是蒙福的眼睛。
This is not a uncomplete sentence.
It's not uncomplete.
So it is. Complete. I
mean, not yet. 这个其实是一个还没有讲完的一个句子。
Because bless your eyes, but if you cannot see, then it's not blessing.
因为一个蒙福的眼睛要是看不见的话，那就不是没就没有福气了。
Bless your eyes because you can see.
蒙福的眼，
you see.
因为是他看得见。
Yeah. So, Jesus mentioned that because our eyes is blessed because we can see.
耶稣说，因为你的眼睛看得见，所以你是蒙福的。
If you look at the Numbers chapter 22.
要是我们看到民数记二十二章
，There is a story about the Balaam.
这里讲到巴兰的一个故事。
Because Balaam is a very special person.
民数记二十二章，巴兰他这里是一个很特殊的一个人物。
Because he's a Moabite. Which is not an Israelite. He's not a chosen, which is a descendant of Abraham.
他原来是摩押人，其实不是被选民的以色列人民。
But he can communicate with God.
但是他却能跟神交通。
So he's very special.
所以他这里有一个很特殊的人。
But then there is according to chapter 22, verse 2, it says, he's a Balak, the son of a Jibar, and he's, I think, the chief of the peoples of Amorites.
在这里讲到希伯的儿子巴勒，所以他是属于这个人民的
The son of Jibar, yeah.
Yeah, 希伯的儿子，所以他是算一个领导者的儿子。
So he heard about what happened the Israelites now doing for their marching toward to the land of Canaan.
因为他听见以色列人向亚摩利人所行的一切事。
Since they're coming, so Balak think that the Israelites treated as enemies.
因为他听说这些人要向他们国家这边经过，所以对他们来说是一个敌人。
So he go to the Balaam, ask him to curse these people, the Israelites.
所以摩亚王就要巴兰去来诅咒这些人。
But then at the beginning, Balaam didn't agree with him.
巴兰当开始的时候，他不同意。
Eventually, trying to convince and persuade with the bribery.
那这个这个王就一直的给他很多的礼物，想要说服他。
Eventually go with him, but yet God do not let him to the curse Israelites, but actually blessed Israelites.
巴兰最后他还是同意去跟他们去，可是他却没有诅咒以色列人民，反而祝福他们。
The once again, the Balak asked Balaam to come to him so that he can curse the Israelites.
所以巴勒王他就一直叫巴兰还是跟着他去来诅咒以色列人民。
So if you look at the verse from 22, Verse 22 is God was angry because he was going, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way at the adversary against him. Now he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him.
22章的22节这里讲说，神因他去了就发了怒，神的使者站在路上抵挡他，他骑着驴，有两个仆人跟随他。
But this time God didn't like him to go, so God prepared there is an adversary against him.
因为神不喜悦巴兰跟着去，所以就来让这个敌者来阻挡他。
They're on the way this road. They God allowed the angel of the Lord there to trying to strike him actually.
主结果就差派一个使者来拿刀要杀他。
If you look at verse 23, here says when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand.
在这里，驴看见 主的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀。
So at this time, the donkey turned off from the way and went into the field.
结果这个驴他就从路上跨进了田间。
Balaam is mad at the donkeys because the donkey do not follow according to his way.
巴兰就很生气，因为驴没有听他的话，照这个路上走。
So trying to donkey back to the road.
他把驴拉回这个主道上走。
Verse 24, the angel of the Lord stood in the narrow path of the vineyard.
后来主的使者就站在葡萄园的窄路上。
So actually, the angel of the Lord there to trying to strike him.
其实这个神的使者是要杀巴郎的。
And then verse 25, and then again, when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord.
在二十五节讲到驴又看见这个主的使者。
And this is a continuing here mention about this, who saw the angel of the Lord.
在这里三次我讲到谁看见这个神的使者呢？
It's not a Balaam, but the donkey.
这不是巴郎，却是这只驴。
This is amazing because a donkey can see the angel of the Lord, but the Balaam didn't see the angel of the Lord.
这里就很奇妙，因为巴兰看不见这个神的使者，却让驴看到了。
Because Balaam's eyes was closed.
因为巴兰的眼睛已经闭目了。
Sometimes we think that we can see everything.
有的时候我们可以说我们所有都看得见。
But actually not true.
其实这并不是真实的。
Sometimes our eyes even try to open our eyes.
有的时候我们想尽量开大我们的眼睛
But we cannot see everything.
但是我们还是有些东西看不见
So it is a blessing that we ask God to give us a true eyes.
所以我们要跟神祈求一个真正的神有灵眼
We suppose not to be this happen like a donkey can see the angel of the Lord, but we cannot see the angel of the Lord.
这样我们就不会像巴兰一样连驴看得见的东西我们都看不见
And later on, this donkey rebuked the master.
结果后来，驴反而来骂这个他的主人。
And because Balaam struck this donkey.
因为巴兰打这个驴。
And verse 28 and 29.
所以在二十八节、二十九节这里说。
And the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey and said to Balaam, What have you I done to you that you have struck me these three times?
二十八节说，主叫驴开口对巴兰说，我向你行了什么？你竟打我这三次呢？
This is a human history. First time the animal talked to the master.
我想这是人类历史以来第一次让一个动物 跟人开口说话。
Why you strike me three times?
他跟主人说你为什么打我三次
It was, because you think about it this, you know, Balaam now talked to donkey.
你现在想一想这个景象巴兰跟他的驴子对话。
And verse 29, the Balaam said to donkey, Because you have made the mockery of me, if there has been a sword in my hands, I would have killed you by now.
二十九节说，巴兰对驴说：“因为你戏弄我，我恨不得手中有刀把你杀了。”
We can tell how much the Balaam get angry out of the donkey.
从这里我们看出巴兰对这个驴是有多么的发怒。
But actually, the donkey helped him to save his life.
其实事实上，这个驴是在救他的命。
He's supposed to say thank you to the donkey.
他本应当跟驴道谢的。
But his eyes was closed.
但是因为他的眼睛是
关的。So only he can see the donkey itself.
他只看到这个驴子。
But the donkey, according to the verse 28, the Lord opened the donkey's eyes and let him to see, so actually protect the master.
其实因为神让驴的开了驴的眼睛，让他能够看得见，然后才能够保住主人的生命。
Then verse 30, now the donkey he defends himself to the master Balaam.
三十节，驴就来维护自己，跟主人说
，I never have done to you before this.
我不是从小直到今日都没有做过这事情吗
？So, and then verse 31, here the angel of the Lord. Now the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam.
结果在三十一节的时候，主就让巴兰的眼目明亮。
And he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way.
他这时才看见主的使者站在路上。
Actually, with a drawn sword in his hand.
并且他手里有拔出来的刀。
At that time, he saw that what happened in front of him.
他那时才看到他眼前是发生了什么事情。
So.It's a good blessing that we can, our eyes can be open and can see what's in front of us, what's in our life.
所以我们能够看到我们前面所发生的事情真正的情况，这个是一个福气。
And Matthew chapter 6 mentioned that how we can ruin our eyes or how we canthe cleanse our eyes, actually.
在马太福音第六章可以讲提到我们怎么让我们的眼目败坏，或者是让它明亮。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
让我们看一下马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19.
马太福音第六章从十九节开始。
Matthew chapter 6 verse from 19.
马太福音六章从十九节开始。
Do not lay up for yourself the treasure upon earth, where moth and the rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Verse 20. But lay up for yourselves the treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. 23. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is darkness? Verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And Jesus mentioned about here importance of our eyes to be clear enough can see it.
在这里主耶稣讲到我们眼睛能够明亮的重要性。
Now, Christian, we only serve one master of God, our Lord.
身为一个基督徒，我们只能侍奉一个神，就是我们的主。
It doesn't matter we can be materially blessed by God.
这不在乎神有没有祝福我们我们在钱财上面有没有得到祝福。
But we do not put this as our treasure to piling up in this world.
无论如何，我们不要在这世上存积攒财宝。
We can ask ourselves who is our true master.
我们要问自己，我们一生的主人是谁。
And our master is truly our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is our eyes is still clear.
要是我们心中的主是主耶稣的话，那表示我们的眼睛就是明亮的。
And there is a similar instance in the Bible introduced to us is.Book of Luke, chapter 24, I think.
在路加福音这里也提到一个类似的故事。
This is Luke chapter 24 there when Jesus was dying on the cross and he already resurrected from the death, but these two disciples didn't know that Jesus was resurrected.
在路加福音二十四章这里提到耶稣他已经死里复活，有两个门徒跟他遇见他们却认不出来这是主耶稣。
Luke chapter 24 from verse 13.
二十四章从十三节开始。
This disciple they moved to walking toward to the Emmaus.
这里有两个门徒，他们正往伊马忤斯路上走。
They talk about what happened to them and their master.
然后他们在彼此谈论他们所这一切发生的事情。
And during their discussions, Jesus was with them in their journey.
正在谈论这事情的时候，耶稣就亲近他们了。
You look at the verse 15, so it came about while they were conversing and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them.
十五节这里提到说，正谈论相问的时候， 耶稣亲自就近他们和他们同行。
Verse 16, he said their eyes were prevented from recognizing him.
16节提到他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
They do not recognize this is Jesus, the one joined with them to share this conversation.
他们认不出这位跟他们同行的人，跟他们一起对话的人就是主耶稣基督。
Because their eye was closed.
因为他们的眼睛迷糊了。
So they, even Jesus was with them to share this conversation, but they do not recognize him.
虽然耶稣跟他们讲了这么多话，他们却认不出他。
If you look at verse 17, they were quite sad, which is quite disappointed, and this happened when their master was dying on the cross.
十七节，这里提到他们脸上带着忧愁，他们因为他们很悲哀，他们的主，主被主死去了。
But we find out that they do not have any kind of hope in onto their master. They don't have any faith on him now.
所以从这里看出，他们对他们的主并没有很大的盼望，他们也对他们的未来也信心也没有
很大的盼望。This moment, they do not believe what Jesus said to them.
在这里他们并不相信主跟他们说的话。
So no longer they want to, there's no point to stay in Jerusalem, but they walk away from there to the Emmaus.
所以他们并不想继续跟随主耶稣，而离开了耶路撒冷往以马忤斯那里走。
They do not realize their eyes was closed.
所以他们完全不明白，因为眼睛蒙糊了。
So Christians, our spiritual eyes, not necessarily always our eyes is open and clearly can see it.
所以身为一个基督徒，我们的灵眼不一定是每一次都是明亮的。
Now sometimes it can happen like these two disciples.
有的时候或许我们跟这两个门徒一样。
And even though Jesus is with us within our life, yet we do not recognize him.
就算耶稣在我们的身旁，但是我们却认不得他。
One of the things we can easily discourage, easily disappointed ourselves.
我们常常为了一些事情而失望，或者是忧愁。
We do not trust that we can do when God help us everything we can do. We do not have such kind of trust.
因为那时候我们并不相信神能够帮助我们。
Our prayer is kind of diminished, and then end up to we do not truly pray to God.
连我们祷告呢都失去力量，我们都不愿意祷告了。
Of course, other people call us as a disciple of Jesus.
虽然有人称呼我们成为耶稣的门徒，
but yet we lost our precious joy in our life.
但是我们生活上却失去了喜乐。
And somehow our approaching to the Lord Jesus is very not enough strength, not enough motivated.
就发现我们跟神的关系就缺少了这种动机动力。
I think at the moment our eyes was closed, just like these two disciples.
我想那个时候我们的眼睛就跟这两个门徒一样是迷糊了。
I think the spiritual convocation is because of this purpose.
我想我们每年有灵恩会就是这个原因。
That we can come to the Lord, we can work with Him, and that we can talk with Him.
我们就是要来到主面前，跟他一起同行，交流。
So that we can regain our sight.
让我们的灵眼再明亮起来。
So at the beginning, when Jesus now carried the conversation with them,
所以耶稣跟他们开始谈话。
And Jesus explained all the scripture to them.
耶稣就解释很多经文给他们。
But later on, Jesus no more with them.
后来耶稣不再与他们同在了。
Let's look at verse 24.
让我们看一下24节。
And some of those who were with us, when to the tomb found it just exactly as the woman also had said, but him they did not see.
24节说，又有我们几个人往坟墓那里去，又所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。
Verse 25,
25节。
And Jesus said to them, All foolish men, slow of heart to believe in it that the prophet have spoken.
无知的人啊，耶稣对他们说，先知所说的一切话，
Actually, they talking about Jesus was resurrected from the tomb.
在二十四节，他们正在讲耶稣是已经复活了。
That's what they talk about it actually.
他们一直在谈这件事。
But yet they do not believe his resurrection.
虽然他们有这样子说，但是他们却不信。
So Jesus, verse 25 here, he rebuked him, rebuked them.
二十五节这里，耶稣就指责他们。
Why you, verse 25 here says, and all foolish men, slow of heart to believe in all that the prophet has spoken.
无知的人呐。先知所说的一切话，你们的心信的太迟钝了。
They're trying to awake their spirit.
耶稣想要让他们的灵命再复苏。
And then here Jesus bring out explained with the word of God.
然后耶稣就从摩西跟众先知从经上开始向他们解。
You can tell how Jesus trying to awake their faith and their eyes.
从这里我们看到耶稣是怎么样让他们的灵命再复醒过来。
Jesus used the word of God.
耶稣用神的话。
Now Jesus is God himself.
因为耶稣就是神本身。
Maybe he can bring all different way to try to convince him, explain to him. Explain to them.
他可以用很多其他的方法来解释给他们。
But he used the word of God.
但是他却用经文。
So during the spiritual convocation, we attend many service and we're dealing with many.A lot of word of God.
所以灵恩会的时候，我们就来听很多神的话语。
On the way of the spiritual convocation, our eyes can be opened.
这样子借着这个灵恩会，让我们的灵眼能够再明亮。
And end up, we can see Him within our heart, so that we have a confidence in our faith.
这样子我们就能看清楚主耶稣，我们的信心就是坚强。
After they were encouraged by the word of God.
当他们让神的话语坚强他们。
This is what happened to them in verse 31.
所以三十一节这样子事情。
And their eyes were open and they recognized him.
三十一节说他们的眼睛明亮了才认出神主耶稣。
Their eyes were open and they recognized him.
他们的眼睛明亮了才认出耶稣来。
If any one of us we think that our eyes are closed,
要是我们当中有人的眼目迷糊的话
，Please come to the Lord this spiritual convocation.
我们必要来到这次的灵恩会
，so that your eye can be open.
这样子我们的眼睛将才会明亮。
And verse 32 continue here.
这里三十二节继续。
After they recognized him and he vanished from their sight, verse 32.
And he
said to one another, "Were not our heart burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scripture to us?"
三十二节说，他们彼此说，在路上，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热吗？
Who makes their heart to burn and trying to heat up their heart?
是谁让这两个门徒的心火热呢？
Clearly see here, the verse 32 said, "Word of God."
在这里讲得很清楚，就是圣经的话。
The word of God, they awakening their soul and their eyes to be opened.
经文让他们的灵魂和他们的灵眼在苏醒。
They were so excited they become a witness of God.
他们非常的兴奋，又为主耶稣做见证人了。
So stop going to Emmaus, but they turn around now back to the Jerusalem to testify this experience of God.
他们马上就立时起身回耶路撒冷，然后见证见到耶稣了。
I hope the spiritual convocation, we come to the Lord, we experience of God, our eyes to be opened, clear our eyes, so that we can testify our Lord Jesus Christ through our few days of this spiritual convocation.
我们但愿能够在这一次的灵恩会，我们的灵眼能够明亮，然后可以得到力量，站起来，也跟这两个门徒一样，为主耶稣做见证。
I hope that your all eyes to be blessed by God.
我们但愿大家的眼目都是蒙福的。
So that your life can be full of light instead of the darkness.
这样子，我们的生命就是充满的光亮，而不是黑暗。
And also the spiritual convocation is a good purpose. We can reflect ourselves.
灵恩会的另外一个目的是让我们能够反省自己。
One of the problem of a Jewish people like Pharisees and Sadducees.
犹太人当时这些法利赛人一个问题是什么呢
？They do not know how to reflect themselves.
那就是他们 不常常反省自己。
They have a confidence because they have done a great job in their life.
因为他们相信自己在他们生活上已经做得很好了。
They have so confidence because they are not like the sinners out there.
他们自信自己跟外面这些罪人不一样。
But they never checking their heart, their own reflections.
但他们却没有一直反省他们心中的一切。
So, eventually, they deceive by their own their life.In this world,
结果他们就因他们自己所做的而迷惑了自己。
Actually, from the beginning, their life, when they come back from the Babylon, they want to be a good believers.
其实他们从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们想要做一个好信徒。
Yet they have a lack of their own self to look at themselves.
但是他们却缺乏反省自己。
So the blindness always stay with them in their life.
所以他们生活上就是充满了这些看不见的事情。
Let's turn to John chapter 9.
我们看一下约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9 from verse 39.
约翰福音第九章三十九节。
Chapter 9, verse from 39 to 41.
第九章三十九节到四十一节。
And Jesus said, For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind. Verse 40.
四十节。
And those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him,We are not blind too, are we? Verse 41. Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you will have no sin. But since you say, we see, your sin remained. It seems like this word is like a puzzling of word.
这一段好似一个谜一样。
And it seems somebody have to solve this, as explain of this word.
看起来好像这个谜需要有人来解答。
If you look at verse 39, what Jesus said, For judgment I come into this world, those who do not see may see.
39节耶稣说，我为审判来到这世上，叫不能看见的可以看见。
During the time of Jesus, many people, they are sinner, yet they are very humble-minded. So they come to the Lord.
在耶稣时代，有很多人虽然是罪人，但是他们很谦卑的来到神面前。
Actually, the many sinners, they were healed by the Lord Jesus.
所以这些罪人得到耶稣的医治。
Many blind men came to Jesus to be opened their eyes.
也很多瞎眼的人，他们就得见。
Many people can see the light of Lord Jesus.
有很多人看到耶稣的光。
They receive the salvation. They receive the hope in their life.
他们得到耶稣的救恩还有盼望。
Before Jesus came to this world, they're all blind. There's no hope in this world.
在耶稣来之前，他们的眼目都是瞎的，都是没有盼望的。
But because they come to the Lord.
但是因为他们来到主面前。
So they can see. They can see there from their eyes.
所以他们就瞎眼得见了。
And then verse 39, the last portion says, "Those who see may become blind."
在这里说，叫看见的人反而瞎眼。
This one is talking about the Pharisees.
这边在讲这些法利赛人。
They already have knowledge of the Bible.
他们其实已经有了经文的这些知识。
They always have a confidence because their eyes they think open and they can see God.
他们很自信，认为他们的眼目是开的。
Nothing lack of in their life, they say.
他们认为他们的生命上什么都不缺了。
But with such a pride, so within them, so the verse here 39, Jesus says, "Those who see, those who have a pride in their life, may become blind. Let them to just remain blind, which is under the curse of God."
他们这些认为自己看得见的人，所以因为太自傲，所以耶稣说，让这些看见的人反而瞎了眼，就是让他们不得到福气。
At this time, the verse 40, those Pharisees, they think, am I blind? We are blind then?
四十节，这些法利赛人就问说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
Jesus here right away said, if you were blind, you would have no sin.
四十一节，耶稣马上回答说，你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。
If you were humble mind,
要是你们是谦卑的话
，You would have no sin because your sin already forgiven, so your eyes already be opened.
因为你们谦卑，你们的罪就会得解得饶恕，你们就就看见了。
But because you say we see,
因为你们说你们得看得见。
Because still you have a pride in your heart,
表示你心中还有骄傲。
So your eyes cannot open, so your sins remain.
那就表示你眼睛就看打不开，所以你的罪还
在。 So this is very serious. This is serious judgment toward to the Pharisees.
对这个法利赛人说，这是一个很严重的定罪。
Once we look at the story just a little ahead from here.
我们从这个故事前面看，稍微看一下的话。
Jesus healed the born blind man.
因为在这个对话之前，是耶稣医治了一个瞎眼的人。
And this man was such a blessing from God.
因为这个瞎眼的人得到一个神很大的祝福。
Because Jesus opened his eyes.
因为耶稣开了他的眼。
If you look at the story, it's not that he looking for Jesus. Actually, Jesus came to him to show himself to him.
我们要是看这个故事的话，可以看到这个人他并不是在找耶稣，而是耶稣自己来到他跟前。
Let's go back to the verse 35.
我们看回这个三十五节。
And Jesus heard that they had put him out, and finding him, he says, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
At this time, Jesus heard that this man was a.When the man who heals, his eyes open, and he actually cast out by the Pharisees, he heard about it. So the Jesus came to him and then said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
因为耶稣听说这个瞎眼得医治的人被这些法利赛人赶出他们的会殿的时候，就跑来找他，问他：“你信神的儿子吗？”
Verse 36.
三十六节说。
And then he answered and said, "And who is he, Lord, and I may believe in him?"
他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”
If I see him, I want to believe in him.
因为这个就是说，我看得见的他，看到他的话，我一定会信他的。
So the verse 37 here, Jesus say to this man.
三十七节，耶稣就对这个男人说
：“You have both seen him.” And he is the one who is talking with you.
你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
It is a great blessing for him.
这是多大的一个祝福啊！
And when he was blind, now his physical eyes open. Now spiritual eyes are open also.
本来是一个瞎眼的人，他的肉体的眼得见，然后他的灵眼也看见。
Because Jesus himself revealed in front of him.
因为耶稣他自己显现在这个人面前。
Because his heart is ready to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个人的心已经准备好来接受耶稣了。
We have noticed that during the spiritual convocation, everybody responds is different.
我们可以看到每一次的灵恩会，每一个人的反应是不一样的。
Some people well prepare their heart.
有很多人他们心目是准备好的。
Their heart is seeking the Lord Jesus from their heart.
因为他们从心中就开始准备要接受耶稣。
So Jesus himself revealed in front of them.
所以耶稣就会显现在他们面前。
Degree of the joy, degree of excitement is everybody different.
所以他们心中的兴奋还有这种喜乐的程度是不一样。
But hope that this one week we can prepare well.
我但愿在这个礼拜我们大家都能够准备好
just like this man
就像这个人
so that we willing to Jesus willing to come to in our life
这样耶稣就很愿意来到我们跟前
so that he show us in our heart
他在我们心中显现
so that we can experience him
我们就能够体验他
and verse 38 right away at this time then he said Lord I believe and he worshipped him
在这三十八节，他马上说：“主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。”
This worshiping is such a worship of true blessing.
他这里能够崇拜耶稣，是多么大的祝福。
This man actually respected Jesus before.
他在其实跟之前他就已经很尊敬耶稣了。
He defends for his right, so he actually challenged to the Pharisees.
他为耶稣来说话，而且跟这些法利赛人挑战。
That's why he was expelled by the Pharisees.
所以后来被这些法利赛人赶出了会幕。
In a sense, in this kind of life, we can say his man is very sad because from the society, he was cast out from the majority of the society.
所以那个时代或者社会的时候，他们可以说这个人是很可悲的，因为他是被赶出去的。
Because many of the people so far after that do not dealing with him.
因为从那之后，大部分的人就不会跟他有关系
了。He become a lonely man.
他就会变得很孤单了。
But yet Jesus came approach to him.
但是耶稣却找到他。
Jesus showed to him.
耶稣来跟他显现。
So let him to believe in him or let him to worship in him.
让他能够信他来拜他。
In our life, who is the most precious?
所以在我们一生中谁是最宝贝的呢？
God himself.
那就是神本身。
We know when Jacob received the blessing from his father.
我们知道雅各从他的父亲得到祝福的
时候。He ran away from his brother.
他从他的长兄逃开。
He was turned to be at that time lonely man.
他就变成一个非常孤单的一个人。
But that night, when he was in the battle, God showed up in his dream.
但是那天第一天晚上，神就显现在他的
梦中。He gave assurance to him, "I will be with you."
然后跟他保证，我将与你同在。
No one can give such assurance, such kind of confidence in his life except God himself.
没有人能够给任何一个另外一个人这样的保证，只有神。
Why our life is such a confidence in the Lord? Because we know God is within us.
我们在我们的生命中怎么样得到这种自信呢？这种信心呢？那就是我们知道神与我们同在。
You know, this century now, the 21st century, further up, now the life is comfortable. Yet, life is a lot of struggling, a lot of challenge actually nowadays.
我们住在这个二十一世纪，虽然生活是很舒适，但是却有很多的挑战。
Nowadays, many people experience of loneliness.
很多大部分的人都体验到这种孤独。
More and more like depressions, and more like now like a lot of those kind of you know psychological problems occurred in our society in nowadays.
我们这个社会越来越多这种孤独的人，然后这种忧郁症或者是精神上的这种不同的疾病。
Many times we just live as a flesh life, we have a very very lonely.
在肉体上，我们过着或许是很孤独的生活。
Without God's dwelling within us,
要是神没有与我们同住的话
，without we experience of God,
没有体验到神的话
，sometimes many people they dwelling in the suffering of their depression and a lot of trouble.
所以就很多人在这种忧郁和这种痛苦中。
Then why Christian life is such a blessing? We can say.
所以那我们就要问，为什么基督徒的生活是这么有福呢
？Because we experience of God.
因为我们能够体验到神。
Because we have confidence, the Spirit of God within us comfort us, encourage us.
因为我们深信神的灵在我们心中能够给我们鼓励，给我们。
I hope because this spiritual convocation.
我希望在这次的灵恩会。
Please, you can come to the Lord.
让我们都能够来到主面前。
So that you're open with open heart.
让我们的心完全开开。
So the Lord Jesus Christ can come into your heart.
这样主耶稣能够来到我们心中。
So that you never be lonely in your life.
这样我们一辈子都不会孤单。
Because God will be with you always.
因为神将与我们一辈子的同在。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
让我们看启示录。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录的第三章。
Revelation chapter 3 from verse 17.
启示录第三章从十七节开始。
Chapter 3 from verse 17. And because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, verse 18. And I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye slaves to anoint your eyes, that you may see. And here the Jesus encouraged the believers in the Laodicea.
在这里耶稣 鼓励在老地加教会的信徒。
Because of these members, they are lukewarm faced, most of them.
因为在这里的信徒的信心都是不冷不热。
So Jesus encouraged them come to the Lord so their eyes can be anointed so that their eye can open and can see.
所以耶稣跟他们说，你们要来到神面前买眼药，擦你们的眼睛，就让你们看见。
Verse 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
二十节说，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
Every spiritual convocation,
每一个灵恩会
our Lord Jesus waiting for us will stand at His house, knocking the door for us.
耶稣都站在门外这样子叩门。
If anyone hears His voice, if we hear His messages,
如果有听见耶稣的声音的话
so to open our eyes,
我们把眼目开开
open our door of our heart,
就是我们的心门能够打开
He said he willing to come to us, dining with us, which is fellowship with us then.
这样主就愿意到我们心中与我们一同坐席
We never be lonely then.
我们就永不会孤单了
I hope you can have this blessing in your life and this, through this spiritual convocation.
我但愿大家都有这个福气在这次的
灵会 I hope your eyes will be blessed.
我但愿大家的眼睛都蒙福
Because your eyes can see it.
因为你的眼目得见
But we do not follow this word so our eyes to be blind.
我们不要跟随这个世上这样子眼睛是就是昏糊的
we do not serve the two masters.
我们也不拜两个主
We only serve the one master so we can always stay in the his light.
我们只侍奉一个主能够留在保守在他的福气。
We do not let our faith to be weak as it is, so our eyes to be closed.
我们不要让信心一直停留在很低潮，让我们的眼目
Just like two disciples, they're heading toward to the Emmaus.
就像那两个门徒往这个伊摩吾斯去。
But with the word of God, we can encourage them.
但是从神的话语我们可以得到鼓励
So regain our eyes to be open
让我们的眼睛得见
So get joy coming back to in our life
这样喜乐才会恢复在我们的生活中
And also if our faith is like a lukewarm faith
要是我们的信心是温的
We come to the Lord
我们要来到主前
And we can open our eyes
让我们的眼目得见
So that we can experience it in our life We never be lonely ourselves
那我们的就可以体验到我们一生不再孤独了。
We do not rely on the people.
我们不要信靠别人。
Because we rely on God.
因为我们信靠神。
This is the true confidence.
这就是真正的。
This has become a true joy.
信心而且喜乐。
That's why Paul, when he was in the prison,
虽然保罗在关在监牢里。
Physically, nobody around him.
在肉体上身旁没有一个人。
Yet he can be rejoiced.
但是他却得到大大的喜乐
Because God is within him.
因为神在他
He can overcome all the physical loneliness.
他能够克服任何肉体上的孤单
Because with God is within him to encourage him all the time.
因为主是与他同在不断地鼓励他
Because he fellowship with the Apostle Paul.
神会跟保罗一起有团契
Let us all pray together for our spiritual convocation.
让我们大家一起为这次的灵恩会祷告
So we can receive all this spiritual blessing from God.
这样我们就可以从灵里得到这些福分
Let's sing in 379.
请唱诗379首